Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, hotline.
Hey, Steve Bryce, how are you?
Hey, Lee, this is Terry Clifford. Thank you for giving us some time this morning. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Y'all doing good?
Oh, my gosh, we're doing great. We're right in the middle of a winter storm event, but you know what? What's new for Western New York, you know?
It's like on my phone. My alarm, it was like, I'm already been up for an hour, and now my alarm is all of a sudden decides it wants to go off.
Uh-oh.
I think kids are a better alarm clock than your phone.
I think you're absolutely right. That's the way it always worked for me. Mine are grown now, but I know you're right in the heat of things, huh?
That's right, yeah.
So you've
got exactly right.
Lee, you've got two boys. What are your boys like?
No, I got a 9-year-old,
oh.
4-year-old, two boys, and then I've got an 8-month-old little girl.
I knew your little girl was young. Oh, my goodness. Has she just got you wrapped around her little finger like you never, ever realized could possibly happen?
Yeah, I thought it was going to be the same thing. A little girl, little boys are all cute when they're babies. It's completely different.
It is. It sure is. You know, it's funny. I mean, I'm the mom, and I thought our son was older, and when our daughter came along, I was interested to see that connection between my husband and my daughter. But man, I'll tell you, it's like a bond. Like it's never mind gorilla glue. I'll never try and get between those two.
Holy. Yeah, that's true. I think Sarah gets a little jealous because she's been saying dada for like, 3 months now. She ain't never said mama yet.
What is the deal with that? My daughter did the same thing. I'm like, hey, I'm with you all day, Lady Jane. Holy Moses. Well, it's so cool. Congratulations. Now you've got, a parent's a parent, but you've got every view in the viewfinder with between sons and daughters. So that's
right. Absolutely. So blessed to have healthy children. It's like, you wake up every day, it's like, there ain't a whole lot more you could really ask for in this world. Healthy children, roof over your head. So I feel very blessed to have both of those things.
Man, you just said a mouthful. That is so true. I got to tell you this. I just had a chance to hear your brother's music. Lewis?
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know why you two aren't working together, because he reminds me so much of you, and his music is great. This is very cool.
Man, he's so awesome. He wanted to come to town. He was kind of following in the footsteps, as a little brother does sometimes. And
sure.
But even as a grown man, he really did, and he wanted to play music, and he found out that he wanted to do it, like really do it for a living. And so I want, come to Nashville. I said, listen, and I'd already been in Nashville for a long time, and I was on the road. And said, said, absolutely, you ought to come up here and follow your dream. I said, you're going to have to do this yourself. I said, I can't help you. Can't expect anything. And then the reason I wanted that for him was, number one, to see if, this is a lifetime decision. You know what I mean? It's a big commitment. And, to see if he really wanted it, number one. Number two, later in life, if and when he succeeds, which he's already working it and killing it, and it's awesome, I wanted him to be able to say, I did this,
Wow.
I need the help of my brother. I didn't need the help of anybody else. Of course, I supported him. I still do. In fact, we've made music together now, producing his records, that kind of stuff. But when he came to town, I said, man, you got to go meet the same kind of thing I did. When I came to town, I met people that were at my level, my friends, Jared Neiman, Jamie Johnson, Dallas Davidson, Randy Houser, and we were all buddies. We worked together, we wrote together, we hung out together, and we grew as people. And I said, you got to find those people for yourself, whoever yours are.
Wow.
And he did, and then he started turning in some songs about 5 years later that were really kind of mind blowing. I was like, "Are you kidding me? It's time. It worked, you know." So we made a little record, and we're making another EP now. And he's been on the road, so I'm excited about him.
That's very cool, man. That dad gene in you is strong, because that's great advice. That's very cool.
Well, like I said, he wants to be able to believe in it actually so much that when he succeeded, I want him to be able to say he did it, and it wasn't because of any other reason other than the fact that he worked his butt off and did it himself.
That's cool. That's awesome. Okay, May 30th. That's Guitars and Stars. We should be done with snow by then, I think. I'm not sure. Bring your boots just in case.
Yeah, I will.
Okay, so you're going to share the stage with Russell Dickerson. Have you worked with him before?
I've not worked with Russell yet, but I've heard so much, and I'm a fan. So
cool. Awesome. Chris Lane will be there, too.
Oh, yeah. He's killing it.
Now, this guy, I have a feeling you've worked with, David Lee Murphy.
Oh, man. Maybe. I don't even want to, like, be on the same stage as him. Like, he's hard to follow. Let me tell you, this is one of the most talented people you've ever met.
Oh, you know, I first met him, I mean, because I've been here for... Well, 31 years. So,
I know.
You can call me like T-Rex because I am kind of a dinosaur instead of Terry.
No,
that's fine.
That doesn't happen. Yeah, that doesn't happen very often.
I know it doesn't. I'm very blessed. I'm very lucky. But and the people I've met, you know, through the years, I pinch myself all the time. But David Lee Murphy. Well, the first thing any woman is going to notice is he's got the freaking bluest eyes in country music. Holy crap.
Yeah, he does.
Okay, cool. You know what? Good for you. You're a confident man. I'm not sure you were going to admit that, but they are sweet.
I got some pretty eyes, too, but I think he might have the blue down pat.
But all the songs that man has written and the work he's done since he came around the first time with, like, Dust on the Bottle years ago, his name has popped up for years, and I'm like, my God, this man is behind the scenes, every bit as active as he's always been. Everybody knows David Lee Murphy.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you aspire to be, you know, I wish I could be as talented as that. You know, if and when I ever wasn't on the road and doing the artist thing and singing on the road all the time, to be able to go and do what he's done as a writer and continue on and be successful, you know, as a writer, in this town, I mean, there are so many writers, and there are so many great writers. And
sure.
Then now it's like, if you're not an artist, it's hard to get a song recorded by anybody because all the artists are, you know, quote, writing for themselves. You
right.
know? And he is a true, true talent who's, man, you know, that's hard to do, you know, have a career as an artist and then still be able to be so successful as a writer and be so talented. Heck, I think he's better now than he ever was. You know, it's crazy. So good.
Yeah, it's kind of like a bottle of wine. I think writers just get better
as dust on the bottle.
You're of wine. Awesome. Hey, and Lauren Elena is going to be there too, and she's like got a personality like the Grand Canyon. So I think this is going to be cool.
She's got a humongous personality, and she's awesome, and not just personality. I mean, the girl can sing her butt off. So. It's going to be a fun round. It's going to be really cool. You know, I love the round styles, you know, round styles when you're on the stage and everybody's singing and doing the thing. It's a different thing. You know, you got to be able to hold your own, and everybody up there is going to be, I think everybody's going to be able to have a great time just stemming a guitar. You know, it's going to be really fun.
Our listeners love these things. It's such a gift to us because really you're coming. I mean, even if it stopped right now, you would be arriving at the end of a really long, hard winter, and we're going outside again. So I'll apologize for what you may or may not see long before you get here, because people will go bat wing crazy when we can get outside partying again.
I can't wait to, and I know it's colder up there, so... you know, but I think by then we're going to have us a really good time.
Oh, I think so, too. Well, you guys are having quite a handful of a winter, too, aren't you?
Yes. Well, you know, it's been everywhere. Heck, I was in a golf tournament 2 or 3 weeks ago down in Florida, and it was 40 degrees. And it was like, what? I mean, we were in Houston, Texas, you know, a week ago, and it was, you know, 10 degrees. It's been, I think it's been a a cold winter for the last few weeks of just about everywhere.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right. Well, all the more reason that it's just going to start with the parking lot party and go all the way through the night. So,
absolutely.
Lee, thank you. Thank you. Anytime you guys come up and you remember us in the Northeast, we are so appreciative of it, and we are ready to party with you guys, ready to have a good time. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for having me, and we'll see you soon, and we are looking forward to it. So thanks for having me this morning. We'll talk to you soon.
Can't wait. All right. Take care, bud.
All right. See you later.
Bye-bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.